The Murray-Mallee General Practice Network is promoting good mental health with a community wellbeing trail over the next fortnight. Clinical Services Manager Lisa Courtney's in the studio with me now. Hi there, Lisa. Thanks for joining me.
Hi. Thank you.
So from what I understand, this is like the yellow brick road, but for mental wellbeing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a big fan of the yellow brick road at the show. And so obviously we've missed out on the Adelaide show a couple of years now. So I thought this would be a really good way of adapting it. So, yeah.
Yeah, so how does it work?
So each day we'll have one wellbeing step and a product linked to that step and at a community location.
Oh, right, and that's all through the Murrayland starting next Monday?
Yeah.
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 So are you able to reveal any of the businesses that are taking part?
We've been really lucky in terms of the community locations that have been really happy to be on board. So we've got Tinnery, Children's Centre, Tony Patton's office, obviously us, Headspace, a whole range of people over the 10 days. And we've also been really lucky in terms of donations for each of the wellbeing products. So that's been really amazing.
Ah, so you kind of like get a little show bag type thing where you get a different product each day.
Yeah.
And also I hear you're giving mental health tips each day. Is that right?
Yeah. So each day, each wellbeing product is linked to one of the wellbeing steps. So we've got 10 little tips and we'll have some little postcards that are part of the trail as well. So on the back of those postcards, there'll be a little bit about how you can improve that particular aspect of mental health and wellbeing.
Why does this interest you, mental wellbeing?
I guess we provide mental health services to the community, and these 10 tips really are things that come up regularly when we're having sessions with people. You know, sometimes when we're stressed and that kind of thing, these things drop off the radar, or they're not necessarily something that we think is important or that we pay attention to, but they really have a big impact in staying well.
I think one of the major ones, which a lot of people kind of take for granted or they don't think is really important, like some of my colleagues that work really early hours, is sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. Sleep's a really big one. We really take it for granted, but sleep does so many things for us. And it's really interesting if you're not getting enough sleep, how much that does affect mood. And it's also one of the first things to go sometimes when we're stressed. So we're either worrying or we've got many, many things on and don't have time to prioritise our sleep. So yeah, it has a big impact.
Yeah, it's like a mood booster, a painkiller, all sorts of different things. I've been sometimes it's hard when your mind is racing and you're ruminating on things if you're trying to sleep, but some things that I do is like try not to use my phone for an hour before bed. You can also turn up the orange light on smartphones these days, which helps to get rid of that blue light.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so using phones and technology before bed is a big one for that people kind of tend to do. And they also tend to do it if they can't sleep. It's kind of like, oh, I'll just search my phone or, you know, do something to keep me occupied. But it has the opposite effect in terms of helping you sleep.
Yeah, and there's quite a few like meditation type things that you can download as well and listen to as you kind of nod off, which is nice.
Yeah.
So we've spoken about sleep. What about self-care?
Yeah, so self-care is another big one. And I think people would be forgiven for thinking, particularly with social media and all those kinds of things, that self-care is about doing one big, huge event, you know, every few weeks or whenever we get stressed. But it should be something that's intentional, done every day. It doesn't have to be something big. It can be just something, you know, really small that even just grounds you. So even something little, like I find for me, burning incense just at the end of the day is my kind of, you know, happy little place. And it's just something that's really easy to do, and then you can build on that. So if you're not taking time for self-care, you know, it can be really easily done in terms of just prioritizing that 5 or 10 minutes and growing that.
Yeah, and also kind of relishing in it, right? And trying to really appreciate it. I think it makes a big difference. Exercise, easier said than done for some.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, we kind of be forgiven for thinking that exercise has to be a big event, you know, that you have to go to the gym. But even other things like going for a walk on your own, you know, gardening, doing a big amount of housework, or parking the car further and getting that incidental exercise is is enough. It's just about keeping moving.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also habits. I noticed you had something on habits. I didn't have a read of that. What's that all about?
Yeah, so I guess one of the things that happens sometimes is that we start using more alcohol or drugs. Social media too can sometimes be a way of avoiding how we're feeling. And so it's just a good time to check in and make sure that the things that you are doing, you're doing for the right reasons, not in excess, that they're helping, you know, your mental health rather than hindering it.
Yeah. So all of these tips will be released each day next from Monday over, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the following weekdays as well, as people go to these different locations and pick up a different product. So how do people register for this?
The first tip and show bag pickup is from us at 55 Adelaide Road, and then we'll reveal the other locations each day on our Facebook page.
Oh, great. So that's the Murray-Mallee General Practice Network. So can people just rock up on Monday anytime?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're open from 9 to 5, so just rock on in and we'll
lovely.
Give you a show bag.
Oh, beautiful. Is it do people pay for it or?
No, completely free. Yeah, it's really to prevent, to promote good mental health.
Yeah.
And it's Mental Health Month this month. So we thought it went really well with that. And the theme for Mental Health Month is we all have a role to play. And so this kind of feeds into that in a number of ways. So individually, we all have a role to play. You know, the community locations have a role to play in wellbeing as well. And that's why we've picked many of them. People might not be aware, or it might not be a place that they usually go, but it can be really helpful.
How can we contact you to find out a little bit more if we need?
So you can ring us on 85311303.
Yeah. Sounds really lovely. Well, thanks for taking the time to join me in the studio today, Lisa.
Thank you so much. We're really excited to do this, so it'll be really good.
Yeah.